Okay, I think Indeed had a question.
Peaver? What makes blue dye?
Blue dye?
That's right.
Elderberries?
Thank you.
I have a question.
Oh, sorry. And I also had one more. And so did my brother, but I don't know. We can ignore him. I don't like him. do you still have the useless stamp of improval pin that I made?
Of course I do, indeed.
Excellent. Okay.
You can let Fronsec ask his question.
Do I have to?
No.
Yes.
Let Fronsec ask his question.
Do you still have any more of that whiskey that you shared with me? Because that was really good.
I think I drank all that whiskey. I'm pretty sure I drank all that whiskey. I have other whiskey, though. I have a continuing supply of whiskey, which is fortunate, because otherwise bad things would happen.
Okay, I have a corollary question. Is there any way for me to obtain some of that whiskey or something anywhere near as good? Because all the whiskey around here sucks.
I'm sure you can acquire good Scotch whiskey where you are. If I recall correctly, it was Ardbeg that we were drinking. And you can get that in, like, even Trader Joe's sometimes, but certainly some stores will carry it. Go to a good liquor store, man.
Thank
you, Assuming you're over 21, that is.
Barely. Okay. We're moving on to...
Great. 21, that is. Great, thanks!
Away from the whiskey and on to the better half, Caspian.
Yes, I have a much stupider question. Have you ever seen the TV show House? And if so, tell everyone how awesome it is because they were making fun of me.
I'm afraid I've never seen the TV show House. Cleaver doesn't have a TV. Alas. Well, or not alas, as the case may be. So I can't tell everyone how awesome it is, but I'm sure if you think it's awesome, it's totally awesome.
Cause I'm totally missing it to be here with you.
Well, you could have it on mute.
Oh, Caspian. Okay, Ridisto?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Come back to me later.
Okay. His question is in the process. Y'all, do you have a question?
Yes. So what would you guess to be the possible timeline for a product beyond pirates?
Well, that's an interesting question. Beyond pirates in space with cowboys and lawyers. Well, we're actually working on a new game, or rather Jack is working on a new game and making some, and I probably should the new game. It's not Cowboy Spaceship Lawyer, close though. It will make you giggle when you see it. However, it's not an MMO as such. It's much more of what they call in Korea a casual game, which is more like a sort of console game or something where you play short, like 5-minute sessions, and then there's some persistence, so you can save your character and build up stuff over periods of time. And it's sort of really Jack's pet project. I'm not the designer as such or anything like that on it. And we'll see how it goes. We're not sure whether we're going to commercialize it or what we're going to do with it. We may just bin it after a bit. But we're doing some technology experiments with it as well. Like it's now in 3D. Oh my God. So you know, some fun stuff there. But it's essentially, you know, a bit of an amusement. If we do commercialize that, then we'll probably spend about another 3 or 4 months on it. We're hoping it won't take much longer than that because it's a nice small game. And then, or sometime before we finish with that, we're going to start a new MMO. But what that new MMO is still entirely undecided. I have my own dastardly ideas and plots and schemes, but we have a very collaborative process at the company, and so I have no illusions that my demented ideas will be the ones that finally see the light of day. It may be that the other lads come up with a better one, or they end up mutating mine into something more sensible. So we'll see. If we do that, or when we do that, then I'm hoping we can get it done much, much more quickly than Puzzle Pirates, because I think we've learned a lot from Puzzle Pirates. We've done a lot of... development that we hope to reuse in the next game we do. So there will be definitely similarities with Puzzle Pirates, at least in the underlying architecture of the game. And so we're hoping we might be able to get that second project up and sort of kicking and maybe having people playing it in as little as 6 months. So early 2006, if things go incredibly well, we'll have mini game, casual game, and new MMO in early testing, but don't hold me to that. Fortunately, I don't have a publisher who's holding me to it. I guess you can pester me about it in 12 months and laugh at me, but that's the idea. Oh, by the way, we call the MMO without a plot or a name or any particular yo ho ho.